Three, two, one. How's everybody doing? This is the PVO show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment, and I am your host, DLP the Prince. And we're gonna do a little quick episode here. I had to make this. This was not that I felt that this was important, but I think it'd be really good to start doing some reviews on here on the podcast. Have some new exciting things coming to you guys, some new ways for you guys to possibly hear us, but we're gonna get right into it. We're gonna review Halloween Kills. Now, I've already said that this is a spoiler alert, so if you listen to this, that's your own damn fault, not mine. I'm trying to get my thoughts together here because I don't want to be too harsh, but fuck this movie. This shit was trash. Now, it's really not hard to do a slash film. As a matter of fact, honestly, a lot of people really went into this movie feeling like there was going to be no problems with this movie. You got Danny McBride and everybody else on the team that helped write this film and really gave it life. You know, Halloween 2018 really was a highlight for everybody. You know, it brought a certain vibe back, especially with slasher films. You know, I actually really enjoyed, you know, the new version of Halloween that they did. That Halloween was literally a sequel to the original film itself, not any of the other atrocities that they came up with. This wasn't a direct sequel from the original with everybody else there. All the original people were back. So it meant more. They turned this film into a filler movie. It was a filler. Everybody knows that they're doing a trilogy. But right off the bat, I have to bring up the ending of this film. I'm not going to even start off with the beginning. It's the ending sometimes that really is, you know, saying it's supposed to be everything. The way they end this fucking movie, do you guys understand? Trash is, it seems a little bit too nice. I said it today when I was telling somebody about how I felt about the movie, that I felt that bad was a little bit too nice. No, trash is a little bit too nice. This movie was garbage, like really bad. The ending of the movie, almost the entire town is right there waiting on him, and they beat the living shit out of him finally. As a, you know, saying as a unit, as a town, they beat the crap out of him. The one chick stabs him, and you're thinking, yo, that's supposed to be everything, right? No. Jamie Lee Curtis starts running her fucking mouth in the hospital about how he's the embodiment of fear. He's a this and he's a that. They turn him supernatural. They literally fucking turned him supernatural, even though they knew that that was the thing that really had fucked up all the films. They knew that that fucked up all the other movies. You know, you made him into this like superhuman being that just, you know what I mean, was just over the top. See, with the first one with Halloween, you know, he still felt like he was okay. That's a fucking human, but he's a big dude. He's strong as shit. So there's a reason why, you know what I mean, like he can withstand some pain and stuff like that. No, we get into this one here, and this, you know, and this with everything that already happened within the last film, you know, this is just the same night that's still going. All these people in that town, they, you know, been out doing some other stuff. They weren't even home. And you find out this dude is out here doing his shit again. Oh my god, like it, you know, they brought up stuff from the original film that I like. They also did some new shots, really, where they reshot old scenes to give you some context of what happened originally when Michael Myers was captured, you know, the first time. They give you a little bit of context of what happened. You know, the doctor was going to try and kill him, and then the one guy didn't let him kill him. You know, guy was, you know, could have saved his partner. He shot his partner in the neck, you know, so that was the only reason why his partner had died, was because he shot him, not Michael. I tried my best to give it a real college try, you know, and with everything that happened, I'm just, you know, I'm left unsatisfied, man. I'm like really upset with just how everything kind of like just came out, because I understand COVID is like really, it's messed up a lot of different things for everyone, no matter what you guys are into. You know, here we talk about wrestling a lot, so like, you know, COVID really has impacted a lot of things. So yes, there's going to be some things that are not going to be perfect, but I wouldn't expect, you know, movies to stop being movies. And this movie just felt so off. Like, it was just god awful, like everything about it. And I'm questioning a lot of movies that, like, when they, you know, a lot of movies that are going to start coming out now, these post-production films get released, they didn't even have to do a whole lot in this movie, honestly. It's a slasher film. You know, there's not a whole lot you have to do. Just kill people, you know, like, entertain us by, you know, saying, by taking people out. But it's just it's the way they went about it with that ending where, you know, honestly, when they kill the girl's boyfriend, you know, you knew he wasn't going to make it. The moment he literally walked off, like the moment you start yelling at the TV because the people in the movie just don't make any sense in the shit that they're doing, like, you already just know, all right, that person's dead. Because, like, why? Because why would you go run off on your own to go take out this person? Like, why? Like, why would you do that? Like, the whole time you're watching this film, you're like, is there a reason why everybody is out doing their own thing? You're not Rambo. This is Michael Myers. Like, team up. Like, team the fuck up. And then, don't even get me started with the team shit. I say, as I'm saying team up, this nigga comes out of a burning fucking house and literally massacres the entire fire department team that's there to literally try and, like, help this fire. These motherfuckers all have axes. One has a fucking hose. This shit had me tilted. The guy is literally, like, firing his water hose at Michael Myers, and Michael Myers is not budging a bit and walks up to him clean and just, I'm like, yo, okay, first and foremost, if you get hit and you're just a human being with fucking water from high ass pressure, first and foremost, you will not, and I promise you, I don't care how strong you think you are, you will not be able to withstand the power of a fucking fire hose if someone's blasting that shit at you full blast. You're not gonna, like, be able to just walk through that shit. I know it's Michael Myers, but come on. Like, they literally turned him into a fucking supernatural Zen master. Like, not to mention, this nigga was also running. Like, Michael Myers really don't run too much. This motherfucker was running. Like, he was charging at people. Like, okay, that's terrifying. That part was terrifying. Like, he was, like, just charging that motherfucker. Like, you stood no chance. Like, if Michael Myers has got to fucking, like, literally, like, got to run, like, yeah, you might not make this. That's unnecessary. Michael Myers is literally just supposed to walk. You're the one supposed to run, even though that nigga is, like, right there every time. It don't make no sense. Like, just the fact that there was, like, groups of people all dying in groups was literally tilting me. Okay, it's one thing when you're out there by yourself and Michael Myers catches you, that's one thing, but we're talking about an entire car with people. Now, mind you, not one person thought, let me turn on the car and just start driving and knock this nigga off the roof. Like, they all just one by one fucking died. The black chick in the fucking car gets out. And no, first off, she fell when she was getting out of the vehicle. She had fell. The placement of where they had her as like, as this scene is going, where Michael Myers kills everybody in the car. He killed the one old lady and then he kills the black guy that was in the back of the vehicle. Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, it was really just done horribly, like, all around. Like, mind you, I'm not saying that you're supposed to come up with some prolific way to make someone die, but, like, come on, man. Like, it just, some things are just so fucking retarded. And I know if you get scared, you're gonna get flustered and stuff like that, but, like, you're trying to save your own life, and they didn't even, like, give some of the people a shot. Not to mention, you are supposed to just root for the fucking slasher, but common sense also can be at least shown in the movie, and they didn't even fucking try that with this. The scene where this black chick literally fucking blows her own fucking head off, it was actually funny. Like, everybody that had a fucking gun all should not have had guns. Let's just get that out there in the open. Every single person that had a fucking gun in this movie, all of them should have just put their guns down. Like, it was a travesty for anyone to actually own a fucking a gun in this fucking movie. Like, there was no such thing as fucking aim whatsoever. Not one tiny bit, not even a little bit of aim. These niggas all was just, they shots were all over the place. Hell, the black chick, when she was shooting this gun, I think it was like a revolver, you know, like not a revolver, but it was like a Desert Eagle. Like, you know, this shit had some power to it. And she's firing her shots, but like they were all over the place. And when she finally makes it to the vehicle, and this is what pissed me off, because when she got out of the vehicle, at first she was literally standing next to her vehicle. You know, saying like right there, next to the vehicle, she was standing right there. But when they put the camera back on her as she's shooting at the vehicle trying to get Michael Myers, she was like 10 feet away on her way walking to the vehicle. It just didn't even make any sense. Like, you could tell that they just was like, all right, let's shoot your scene. Let's go. There was no thought into it. But as you see her shooting, I'm just getting pissed because I'm like, who on God's green earth are you shooting at? Like, just go up to him, point blank range to the head, pop, and then you're done. You got none of that. You literally got, like, I mean, her shots were wild as fuck. I mean, she was shooting that shit that didn't even make no sense. How the hell, why are you shooting the outside fucking door? Why are you shooting the door that's sticking out, you know, that's open? He's inside the vehicle, just killed your husband. You're shooting outside. The, you know, saying like, hush, like, it just didn't make any fucking sense. I was just so pissed at the whole thing. Like, the whole thing was garbage. They had a mentally ill person that was in prison that had escaped, and everybody assumed that that was Michael Myers. Because, you know, Michael Myers is supposed to, you know, always have his mask on, so nobody really knows what he looks like. Motherfuckers just forgot about logic. Like, no one just asked, hey, how tall is Michael Myers? Anybody, you know, saying whoever knew him could have just told you, he's a tall motherfucker, yo. He's a real big dude. And he never wears white. He wears, like, you know, saying he always got his jumpsuit on. Like, he's always got that blue, that dark navy blue, you know, jumpsuit. But they had a whole mob of people in a fucking hospital all trying to attack this mentally insane dude. And he just did the best he could do. He just jumped off a building and killed himself. Like, he had no choice. I'm like, damn, dude. This shit was all over the place. The mom, like, not Jamie Lee Curtis, but her, Jamie Lee Curtis's character, her daughter, she fucking dies at the end of the goddamn movie. But it's not that, it's not the fact that she died. You know what I mean? I'm okay if she had died, but it's how you do it. It's always the delivery. I don't care who you kill. It's just, it all depends on how you do it and how it happens. And what does it help the story? Does it hurt the story? Like, what goes on? They turn him into a supernatural being. That was supposed to be an entire mob taking his ass out. And that didn't, you know what I'm saying? And out of nowhere, you see that same mob of people, you know, saying that we're all standing there, you know, saying beating the crap out of them and standing over them and shit like that. You see all of them all get killed. Like, he literally gets up and he murders everybody in the whole thing. And I'm sitting here looking at myself, how is he killing each person one by one? And they're all over top of him, surrounding him. At what point did logic just stop and everybody was like, nah, we're not going to work as a team again and just take his ass out. We all just going to die one by one. And then he magically goes back to his house again and then kills Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter as she was standing at the window. When she turns around, he's there, /. I'm like, yo, you have got to be kidding me. I'm like, you have really got to be kidding me. I'm like, this is the way you end the movie in this way. You kill all of these people in the weirdest fucking way. I have no intentions of seeing Halloween ending. Like, the third film, I don't even want to watch it now. I don't want to watch the third film. Why would I want to watch that after you just gave us this horrendous bullshit? Like, my friends were saying that this is going to, you know, this is basically a filler movie, which it is, because the last one is going to end it. But the problem is, look at all these people you put into the movie that were attached to the original film. You know, you had the child that was, you know, scared and, you know, saying almost could have been killed, but Michael Myers didn't want to kill him. You had all of these different people that were a part, you know, saying of the first one, and, you know, saying you got rid of a bunch of them, you got rid of their kids, and so the last film is going to have Jamie Lee Curtis, her granddaughter, who shouldn't even be alive. Like, I mean, we had 5 minutes of her screaming at the top of her lungs, like 5 minutes of her screaming as her boyfriend is literally getting murdered. Like, oh my God, stop. Oh my God. Like, it was just horrible. It was like, honestly, if I was Michael Myers, yeah, I would have, yeah, did it for the culture as well. Like, bitch, all you're going to do is just sit in there and scream. Okay. Like, it really was dumb. It was bad. It was just so, so, so bad. This shit was trash. If you have no care for context and you do just want to see brutal kills, there were some brutal kills. I'll give you that. There were some brutal kills in the movie. Like, very, very gory. They went for some very, very fucking gory things. It was the one, and I don't even want to bring this up, but I did hear that there's been some people from the cancel culture movement that want this film to be listed as homophobic because there was two gay guys that got killed in the movie. Seriously? Are you fucking serious? Like, so now gay people can't be killed in a slasher film? Like, are you kidding me? I didn't even really want to bring that shit up, but, like, okay, it happened. They killed, you know, saying they killed these two gay guys in the film. You know, and they, let's face it, they were living in this nigga's old home. This was his house. Yeah, you two gotta go. You know what I mean? You, and it said it had nothing to do with them being gay. Like, it was, that was the last fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? That's, if it's anybody out there, this nigga kills everybody. He don't give a fuck. This is not Jason. Yeah, if you want to say somebody's homophobic, actually, you know what? No, if you want to say somebody, you know, homophobic, actually, I don't even think there is a serial killer for that, you know, as a slasher killer for that. I would say that if you wanted to say there was a gay slasher, I would say Jason Voorhees would be your gay, you know, your gay supporter right there. That nigga only kills fucking, you know, naked chicks. Like, what's wrong with you? My nigga does not like naked broads. He's like, oh, is that a naked girl? I am going to murder her. Like, not I'm gonna do something with her. He's like, I'm going to murder her. I just felt really bad. This film was really, it was really just over the, you know, something like all over the place. It could have been so much better, you know, if there had been a little bit more thought to it. You know, had there been given a little bit more time, they could have actually really come up with something with this. And they dropped the ball. This movie is a throwaway. So, like, when you guys do, if you do watch Halloween Ends, you know, like, hopefully they really do, try to redeem themselves with coming up with something. But as of right now, you've already ruined Halloween Ends already. You've literally destroyed it. And the money is coming in. People are going to go see this movie because, you know, the last one was really good. So, like, why wouldn't you want to go see it? But I have to say that Halloween Kills ends in a tragedy for me. You know, that ending is so bad. The middle of the film is so forgetful. Like, if you're watching it, you're gonna, like, there's a lot of times that in this movie you're gonna be like, I really don't even care what's going on now. Like, because you know, when you're watching a slasher film, you're not supposed to get a whole lot out of it. You're supposed to, again, just enjoy the kills. But that's really, it really is not what happens in this. So, yeah, I take it with a grain of salt. You know, watch the film if you want to. But let's see, if I had to rate this movie like 0 to 5, I'm definitely going to give this movie a 2. I'm just going to give it a 2. I'm giving the movie a 2 because, you know, the only thing that's going to really bring you here is nostalgia. Because, again, you still get Michael Myers, you know, you're still getting the original Michael Myers. This is the original actor that played him. You still get him, obviously. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis is there and stuff like that. You know, there's still a lot of people that's in it. That are there setting up for that last film. It's just that, you know, there's a lot of mediocrity in this movie, man. It's really done in poor taste because the direction just really didn't make any sense. That was actually one of my biggest things was that, you know, like, who the hell directed this? Like, who directed this bullshit? I know Danny McBride worked on, like, writing, co-writing on this movie, but I'm really surprised at, like, how they dropped the ball from the first one to this. You know, they did such a good job in that last one. There was even like a good funny part in there with the little black kid that was in that movie. He, you know, saying his baby, you know, the girl was, you know, babysitting him and her boyfriend was there and everything and stuff. And it just really was stupid when, you know, the kid was like, hey, I don't think you guys should go up there. And they were like, no, we're going to check it out anyway. He was like, are you sure? I really don't think you should go up there. I really don't think that's a good idea. You know, and they still do it anyway. Like, it's really, you know, saying, you know, the kid, like, fucking leaves and you don't see him, like, at all. Like, my dude is gone. Like, you don't see him for the rest of the movie. Like, when he dipped, that was it. That was the smartest kid in that whole movie. My man said, I'm out. They out here murdering people. I am the fuck out. the two people that get killed actually when the movie, like, first starts and, you know, Michael Myers is doing his thing and he kills these, this couple, man. Like, it really was just like, what the fuck? I mean, they didn't stand a chance, but, like, you know, it's not too much to get upset about because, like, it's the usual, like, who's that? And I'm just, the one thing I kept thinking about is, why y'all niggas got so many glass doors? What's with that? Like, how comfortable in your neighborhood are you that you got a door and you got that old school, like, it's got glass in it? So the only thing I keep thinking about is, like, I am very thankful I don't have no fucking, like, you know, like, no setup like that. Like, not even in my parents' house do we have that. What are you talking about? Of, you know, saying you got the door, you got your regular door, but the middle of the door is actually built of just glass. And, like, the one thing you see, like, in this movie and a lot of other movies, you know, the motherfucker can literally just, you know, break through that shit, get in the house. And I've seen that so much in this film and, like, all of the films. Everybody don't know how to lock their fucking doors, you know. Everybody all comfortable in the neighborhood, man. This shit is, that's the thing that's terrifying about Michael Myers, yo. He like, oh, all right, I'm gonna fuck with your door. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to rate the movie a two out of five. I feel like I'm actually being pretty actually nice with that by giving it a two, because honestly, it don't deserve no fucking two. It really deserves a straight up like negative, to be honest. Cause I still been asking people like, what is this that I just watched? Well, I hope you guys liked our first review. Hopefully we'll try to do some more. Give me some time and we will have another review coming for you guys soon. Cause Dune is supposed to be getting released today. So when I get time to watch that, I'll have another review for you guys. So again, I'm not telling anybody not to watch the film. You know, I'm just giving, this is just my opinion. My opinion is the film to me was trash, hot ass garbage, but, you know, Halloween Kills, if you want to give it a try, go ahead and, you know, make up your own decision on what you guys think. And, you know, basically decide whether or not you really want to watch the next one, you know, because this is supposed to be just the second film, and then there's going to be one more with Halloween Ends. So, this has been the PBO Show, presented by Nerd Rage, and I am your host, DLP the Prince. I love you guys, and until next time.